George Whitfield United Methodist Church, and welcome on this beautiful Sunday morning, May 23rd. It is Pentecost Sunday. We are so glad that you're joining us, whether you're joining us in person or later on. Thank you so much for being here. We do have just a few announcements. If you are arriving in person, please keep your masks on. The CDC and the state of Massachusetts have released a wealth of information over the past week or two, but the reopening advisory board has not yet had a chance to meet to interpret this information. Therefore, we are kindly asking everyone to please keep your masks on for today's service and remain socially distant. Please be patient with the reopening advisory board as we meet tomorrow evening to discuss all of the information before us. We also recognize that not everyone has been fully vaccinated. In an effort to love our neighbor, we are asking that everyone please continue to wear your masks. It is very likely that we will amend our protocol for our very next church service on May 30th, especially as Governor Baker has announced the lifting of all remaining COVID-19 restrictions on May 29th. An ad council meeting, and for all others who wish to join, will be taking place today after church in the fellowship hall. Again, please wear your masks inside. All are welcome as we make important decisions. The reopening advisory board will be meeting on Monday, May 24th, tomorrow at 7 p.m. by phone to discuss the latest guidance, and that number is listed in the bulletin. Let us join now in a time of worship. Our scripture reading this morning is from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I don't know about you, but the past couple of weeks have been a whirlwind. Last week, the CDC made a significant announcement regarding the wearing of masks, and just a few days later, Governor Baker announced the official reopening of the state of Massachusetts at the end of this month. In the midst of all of this information, I'm kind of left in a haze. Is this really happening? Are we actually truly nearing the end of the pandemic? Are we on the other side of this thing? As I reflect on the past year, it feels so disorienting to believe that, yes, indeed, we are truly beginning to see a new day dawning. But the evidence is right in front of me. While I was on vacation last week, I had the joy of reconnecting with friends and family, some of whom I hadn't seen for over a year, some whose toddlers had crossed the threshold into school-aged kids, and others who adopted new pets or added an addition to their home. A lot had changed over the past year, and though we had all kept in touch over the phone or through cards and letters, we still had so much to share with one another. We were all fully vaccinated, and as we took off our masks, we realized what we had been missing all this time. I met up with a friend for nearly 5 hours at a local restaurant where we dined outside and shared the greatest joys of the past year and our most heartbreaking moments. We also visited with family friends twice while I was home, and each time we were there for over 3 hours. I can't neglect to mention the hours and hours of conversation I shared with my parents and family over coffee, over meals, and just while doing laundry or dishes. It was like a floodgate had opened, a new line of communication that had been muffled by face coverings and marred by distance was now crystal clear. I think we are, indeed, on the other side of the pandemic. The questions, the doubts, the fears, none of them are erased, but perhaps they are eased a bit. The tragedy, the pain, the suffering, the loss, none of it is forgotten, but perhaps it hurts just a little bit less as we look toward the future. As we celebrate Pentecost today, we are also celebrating the inauguration of a new day. Just as the Holy Spirit blew through the early church of the first century and startled and confused the followers of Jesus, so too we can expect a bit of haze as we enter this new chapter. We will still have hesitations and questions and uncertainties about how we go about the future. But the best part is that we know that we can trust the answers in the wind, the Holy Spirit blowing in the wind. But the Holy Spirit doesn't just give us guidance. The Holy Spirit opens up lines of communication within and among us and between God and us. As we begin to think about starting to remove our masks, the Holy Spirit nudges us to nourish our relationships once more, to invest in one another and within our community. And the Holy Spirit breathes life into us as well. This year has been a really, really difficult year for so many reasons. And at many points, I know this year has felt more like death than life. But God does not leave us tired and weary, and God has never left our side. No, be still and feel God's presence, for God breathes new life into each of us each and every day. As we inhale, we breathe in God's great love and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And as we exhale, we have the opportunity to breathe God's life and love into all that surrounds us. What a gift. So whoever you are, whatever you are facing, know that you are not alone. God's great love was made evident from the beginning of time when the Spirit blew over the waters of creation. And God's great love is known now, even and especially in the dawning of a new day. May we recognize the answers blowing in the wind, knowing that the Holy Spirit is guiding us even now. May we nourish the relationships that give us life through God's great love. And may we take heart that even in the midst of death, life is sprouting up all around us through the power of Jesus' resurrection. Amen. Let us pray. God of breath and God of life, we are so grateful for the ways that you blow through our lives, sometimes startling us, but more often than not comforting us with your presence. We are so grateful for the many ways that your Holy Spirit acts in our lives, and we pray that we would continue to feel your presence through it all. God, this morning in particular, we give thanks for the gifts that make ministry possible. For all of the gifts that we have received this week, we dedicate them to you. And God, we pray that you would guide us to use them for your will, for your beauty in this earth. God, we also give thanks for medical professionals and researchers, for all those who have made it possible for us to get to this point. God, we are so grateful for their sacrifices, for their tireless hours. God, we are so grateful. God, this morning we hold in our hearts those experiencing unemployment, and we hope that in the midst of the reopening, whatever that may look like, God, that you may provide for folks. God, we lift up those facing racial injustice and violence, and we pray that you would break our hearts for what breaks yours. God, we pray for our world as we continue to combat gun violence. God, we pray for our congregation as we grieve the loss of loved ones. We pray for those experiencing illness or health issues, particularly for Al and his family as they care for him. Particularly for Dan, who is at home with Vicky. God, we lift up Haley. We pray for Kelly and Lindsay and Richie. God, we lift up those in nursing homes or extended care facilities. God, we pray that the reopening of Massachusetts might mean that they have more visitors. God, that they might be able to do more and see more people. God, we pray for Betty. And we lift up Claire. And God, we pray a particular prayer for those who care for others, whose life's mission is to love others. We are so grateful for all that they do, and we pray for their health and safety. We particularly lift up Carrie and Crystal and Rachel. And God, as we always do, we lift up the United Methodist Church in this time of discernment. God, we pray for the global church, that we all might be seeking your will. God, that we might all follow in the steps of Jesus, for we are the body of Christ. And as such, we model our lives just as Jesus did, as we pray together saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now, may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever God may send you. May God guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May God bring you home rejoicing at the wonders God has shown you. May God bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.